We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. Now, this is the first episode of 2023, so welcome to a new year. And I'm very excited for this year, and I have a bunch of awesome, exciting things that are going to be happening in my life. And today, like I promised in last episode when we talked about our reflections of 2022, I would share a few things I'm looking forward to. So today, I'm going to share three things I'm specifically looking forward to in 2023, as well as three goals that I'm setting for myself in 2023. Now, before we get into the episode, I want us to all take a quick moment. As many of you may know, many of you may not. It depends on if you watch sports, but this past Monday night, I believe this was maybe the 2nd. Yes, this was January 2nd. There was an NFL football game going on between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. And one of the Buffalo Bill players, DeMar Hamlin he's a safety, and he made a routine play, as you would call it. He ran up, tackled the wide receiver, didn't think anything of it. He jumped up just like every other defensive player does most of the time, almost 99% of the time. And as soon as he stood up, before he could even take a step, he fell over. And I was watching live on television. I watched it happen. And they're showing him hurt or more down. And the camera crew kind of like figuring out what's going on. The broadcasters and the players start huddling around him. And it was very scary. He had stopped breathing. His pulse had stopped. They were administering CPR on the field. And which they saved his life by doing that. And he is currently at a hospital at the University of Cincinnati, I believe, still there, life support, just fighting everything he can to hang on. And so I just wanted us to take a moment of silence. If you would pause the podcast to just say a prayer for DeMar and his family, say a prayer for him that he would make it through this, that he'd be healed, and that his body would be strong and to recover from this. It was a cardiac arrest is what ultimately happened. Be with his family to give him peace during this time, give him strength and calm, a calm sense of mind as they are navigating through all of this. Be with the doctors that are tending to him. And I just want you all to take a moment and say a prayer for him now, and then we'll get into the episode. So thank you for doing that. If you don't want to, then just keep listening. But even at the point of this recording, which is January 4th, he is still in very critical condition and still needs our prayers. So I just wanted to make that. Thank you for taking the time. If you do, if not, I'll see you guys in the episode talking about 2023. All right, everybody, welcome to this episode, the first episode of 2023. I'm so excited to have had my podcast now be a part of 2 years, technically, from 2022 to 2023. And this is a pretty exciting episode, as this is like a looking forward episode. So I said last week, as I was reflecting on 2022, that I was going to take some time and list some things in the next episode that I was excited about in 2023. But I also wanted to have a moment of inspiration, maybe. And so I listed three goals that I have for 2023, and I hope that you would be able to set some goals aside, work to achieve these goals for some new year. And I know, I'm not talking about cheesy, tacky New Year's resolutions that you're going to break in 2 weeks. I mean, like, true goals, things that you really want to achieve that you know you're capable of doing and that you believe in yourself and you know it will be better for you if you complete. So I'm going to share three things that I am most looking forward to, and I'm going to share three goals that I have. So as I'm doing this, I want you to be thinking of your own list. Be thinking of your own three goals for 2023, and think of three things that you're just looking forward to. Everybody has things going on, and so just be thinking of three things that you're looking forward to in 2023 so that you can kind of have a retrospective of excitement, looking forward to a new year, and all the exciting things that come with it. So first, we're going to go over the three things I'm most looking forward to in 2023. If you know me a lot about my personal life, you probably can guess two of these. For sure, guess one. So we're going to start number three, and it's beginning a real job. So I've worked some real jobs. I started off my working life, I guess, just being like a yard guy. I just cut grass for a few people in town, very few. And that's all I pretty much did. I counted as work, though, because I did physical labor and I got paid for it. And then when I came to college, I started doing a little bit more than just that. I was a teacher's aide at one point. So I had experience in working in that. I've worked at my church for 2 years now. I've been an RA for 3 years. Over the summer, I've worked kind of like a farmhand summer job. And so I've had a little bit of here or there, but I haven't had like that full-time job feeling. And I'm kind of excited for it, to be honest. I'm kind of excited to like have that consistent somewhere I can go to every day. I kind of like the idea, to be honest, of making money. I've been a college student for 4 years now, and I have had very little money. The most I'll have in my possession at one time might be $900 to $1,000. Maybe that's like savings included. If we're talking my day-to-day living, I'm broke, just like everybody. And I'm kind of excited to have like a real-time job, real-time paycheck, or real-time responsibilities. I'm kind of looking forward to that. So I'm really excited. Right now it's looking like teaching and coaching, which I'm excited for. And to add on to that, this is like an extension of that. I am looking forward to my internship that I'm going to be doing this upcoming semester, my last semester of school. I'm kind of putting that because that's kind of like my first taste of the real job that I'll get to have being a teacher as I'm working in a school. I'll be at Sloan Hendricks. I'm super excited for that. So that's pretty much my first point that I'll make. My number three of my top three things I'm looking forward to in 2023, the real job, the real world. And I know a lot of people that I've said this to who are already in there, they're like, oh, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. And you know what? That's probably true. But that's just everybody. Everybody's going to miss this time because this is a special time. But it's also not, I think, incredibly wrong that in this time, you're excited for what's going to come. So I'm very excited to start my for real job. Second thing I'm most looking forward to in 2023, and that is graduating college. And me graduating college is kind of like a big thing. It's kind of a bittersweet moment. If you know me, I love my school, Williams Baptist. I've been here all 4 years. I came in with the like one goal and mindset to interact with other people, get to know other people, make a bunch of friends, and have like that social college experience. And minus whatever COVID-19 tried to do to stop me, I felt like I came and achieved that. I made a ton of friends. I got involved in so many different activities, and I finished to a degree my classes. All I have left is my internship, which I'm of course going to work hard on, but it's really hard to fail the internship. Mainly because you've got to this point, you know you're doing it for the love of the job, hopefully. So it's really hard to fail your internship. And so I've made it. I feel like I've made it. And it's kind of like a bittersweet moment because on one hand, I'm ready for this next chapter of life. Like I said, the job, I'm ready for the number one thing on my looking forward to in 2023. But it's also like I'm closing the door of of a chapter of my life that I'll never get to experience again. I've made the comments and the realizations that every year when I get done with school, I'm getting closer and closer to being graduated, but it still didn't feel real because even though I'm like, oh, I'm getting closer and closer, like I'm still there. I'm still in the moment. I'm still in school. And now I'm not, like I'm about to be done. So it's kind of crazy, bittersweet, but I still wouldn't go back anytime. I wouldn't change anything. Every experience I've had, good and bad, have helped shape me who I am. And I've got some stories about my time in college. Let me tell you, I never did anything crazy, like wrong. Like I'm going to share a lot of my stories when I graduate, once the diploma's handed. And I don't have an actual concern that the school would have anything. Probably it's just, I would get a few comments. So we're just going to wait. But I'm very much looking forward to graduating. I told someone here at Williams this, that I feel like I've come to Williams as a freshman. I gave it in my 4 years, everything I had, and Williams gave me everything it has. So it's kind of like time to close this chapter, move on, and I'm excited for what's next. And that leads to the number one thing I'm most excited for and looking forward to the most in 2023. This one's kind of obvious if you really know a lot about my personal life. I'm getting married. I'm excited to be married. I'm excited for marriage. I'm excited for every aspect of it. I'm excited to have a wedding in May. I'm marrying my fiance, Sydney. I'm so excited. I don't know how I scored a thing this high. Or what's the better way to say it? She's way out of my league. I hit beyond the park that I'm playing in. And I'm very thankful for her. She's my best friend. And I cannot wait for marriage. And that's going to be exciting. So, of course, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having my best friend around all the time, doing fun things. I do a lot of things, the podcast, and she's my number one supporter of the podcast. And so I'm just very excited to take on life with her, see what all may happen. And yeah, I'm just excited for marriage. I can go on and on, but I'm choosing to not, just to simply say I'm excited to take on life with her. And that is happening this year, which is really crazy. We've been dating for 5 years. It's crazy. So those are three things I'm looking forward to: beginning my real job, graduating college, and getting married. That's like, this is real stuff. Like, think of this. Ethan Glenn is about to get a real, real job. He's about to graduate college. He's about to get married. I guarantee you, when people like first met me, and maybe they didn't know how serious my relationship with Sydney was, or how far along, or how good I was in school, which I'm not great in school, but like I'm good enough to apparently get to this point. A lot of people wouldn't think I'd be here, but here I am. So those are three things I'm looking forward to the most. Now I want to share three goals that I have, because I think it's really important to set goals for yourself. I don't call them resolutions, because resolutions is a beat down word. Everybody has resolutions. Everybody has resolutions that they fail. I just want to set three goals, three things I want to do in the year 2023. And the first one, number three, is I want to propel Ethan's thoughts even farther than what it is. There's still a lot of ideas I'm having and a lot of things I'm working out. Trust me, I have been working on some projects and some ideas to expand. One of them that's not a big secret is I want to have guests on the podcast, and I'm still navigating how I'm going to do that exactly. I have the equipment stuff worked out. I have all of that, but kind of how I want to format it. But I'm super excited to bring that aspect into this realm, this network that I have working on. I'm excited to continue sharing my life, I guess, on this podcast. Like, a lot of things are funny, and I'm sharing my opinions, yes, but I also could see this podcast just being like a verbal journal to you all of just kind of what's going on in my life and my thoughts on things. And I like it. Like, some episodes you notice, like this one, I would say doesn't have as much humor in it. Some of them have just straight up humor. It's listing. It's crazy. You dislike all my points, and that's how I'm used to it. But some of the times, you know, like this one, I just wanted to share what's going on and share exciting things I'm looking forward to. So that's my first goal for 2023, is just to continue to improve Ethan's thoughts, expand it, and see what I can actually do with it. See how far I can go with it. The second thing, I'm getting real here. I want to improve my physical strength.
Oh, you mean you just want to work out? Welcome to everybody else's list.
No, no, stop it. That is not what I want to just do. I want to be Batman. I want to train like Batman. I want to look like Batman. And I'm going to do it too. I have a Batman workout routine. You just wait. So when you're in downtown Jonesboro and you're near a sketchy part of town and you're wondering, am I about to be robbed? And then it begins to happen. You are being robbed and then bang. Somebody comes out of the shadows, beats them up and leaves and you don't even know what happened. That's me. That's me. That's what I'm going to be. Batman. For real though, I actually am going to try to be Batman. So we'll see how that goes. Number one of goals that I have for 2023. And like I've said, I have not shied away on this podcast. I'm a Christian. I believe the Christian faith. And I choose not to rub it in people's faces. Like, you know, I could have some Christian crusade podcast, but nobody would. I don't even think some Christians would want to hear that, but I am one. And one of my goals for 2023 is to read the Bible more. I think even if you're not a Christian, and because I know for a fact that there's people that keep up with my podcast and talk to me about my podcast who aren't. And I mean, that's your choice there. But I'm telling you, if you Christian or not, the Bible's got some wisdom that you can use in your day-to-day life. So I'm going to read it more than I did in 2022. That's a goal I have. And even if you're not a Christian, I want to invite you to just try it out. Try reading a few pages. Start in John. John's a really cool story to check out. And there's just a lot of good wisdom and learning that you can apply to your day-to-day life, even if you're not a Christian. And if you are a Christian, then you should want to read the Bible. You should want to improve on it, understand it more. And because it's what helps grow your faith. If you are a Christian, if you're not a Christian, it can just give you some good wisdom. It can help you in a lot of ways you may not even know. So those are the goals I have. I want to take Ethan's thoughts further. I want to improve my physical strength by becoming Batman, and I want to read the Bible more. So this was kind of a short thing, but because I've saved something for the end. And I have my three things I'm looking forward to. I listed those, I have my goals. So I also said last week that I was going to announce this. And as I said earlier, I still have a few things I'm working on kinks, like small little things for, but I am going to go ahead and announce what Ethan's thoughts is going to be for 2023. So if you're listening, you know, these are short podcast episodes at the max 23 minutes or so, at the minimum 18. I post them every Thursday. You don't know when I make them exactly, but they're up there every Thursday, and that's all that matters. But I've also, my big desire is to have guests. So much so, I've even bought the equipment to have two guests. I have two microphones of the quality you're hearing now. I have a second one of these coming, and I'll be able to have two. I have a laptop now that can run the podcast software that I use to record my podcast, and I can go mobile. I'm going to have pop-up spots. I have a camera that I'm going to use to film. I mean, I have it all together. I'm going to start a YouTube channel where I'm posting these. However, it's not going to be Ethan's thoughts. I'm going to have a second podcast, and it's going to be titled Ethan's Friends. You see, Ethan's thoughts has become its own identity. Like I said, short. I'm straight up sharing my opinion. I'm not taking too much of your day. This is something you can listen to when you're getting ready for work, or when you're on your lunch break, or when you're driving home, or when you're driving to church, or doing whatever you do. Working out, it can be a quick listen. Walking your dog, I could go on. But I didn't want to have a radical change of taking away the short 20-minute boost of your day of just some comedic humor or things like that by replacing them with probably 45 minutes to an hour's worth of a podcast talking to another person, almost like an interview type thing. So I'm not taking away Ethan's thoughts. Ethan's thoughts is going to stay as its own podcast. I will begin a second podcast titled Ethan's Friends. It will have a Spotify with audio. It will have an Apple Podcast with audio, but it will also have a YouTube channel where I'll be posting video, live video of the podcast. So sometimes when I'm listening to, for example, this one gaming podcast I like, they all sit at a table. There's four people sitting at a table with microphones in front of them, and you see them interacting with each other, and it's very comedic, very awesome. I like it, and I want to provide that for you guys. So I'm going to have Ethan's Friends be a pop-up podcast. I have a laptop. I have the device. I have the equipment that can go mobile, and I'm going to go mobile. I'm going to come to my guest, and we're going to have our episodes, and who knows what's going to happen, where I'm going to film them, who's going to be on them, but it's going to be a blast. The last big thing of announcing that is Ethan's Thoughts is weekly. As I mentioned, these are 20-minute episodes. They are easy to make. I have a journal where I think about a lot of ideas, and I'm very much deep into. I have a lot of ideas written down. However, finding a guest, finding an appropriate place to film with this guest, a schedule that they can have where they can be on the podcast and it works out for both of us, all those things is a lot harder to try to do week in, week out. So to start, until, like I said, things develop, hopefully down the road, more space opens up for some of these things because of the demand for it. But for now, Ethan's Friends, when it launches, will be monthly. I will drop one episode a month. I hope to eventually reach to twice a month, but that will probably also be the max. I will probably never do this weekly. Ethan's Thoughts is my project that I will put out weekly every Thursday, as always. But Ethan's Friends will be something that will come out for now once a month, where it will be a longer, probably almost to an hour episode with another person. So I just wanted to go ahead and share that at the beginning, at the first episode of 2023. It will be launching within the next 2 months at the latest. I'm hoping at the end of January. Like I said, I got to find a guest. I got to find a Vince. I'm very excited for it. I can't wait to bring all my friends on. I'm willing to line you guys up left and right just to get on the podcast. Now, if there's a large request to be on the podcast, I'm going to have to filter out. You're not going to like that if I do. However, we'll worry about that when it happens. So that's what my 2023 is going to look like. We have been introduced to Ethan's Friends. I have a lot of things I'm looking forward to. I have a lot of goals. I hope you guys find some things in your life that you're looking forward to this year. Hope you set some goals. I'm very excited for this year. I'm not even going to lie to you. You probably just thought, why'd you stop talking and start immediately saying something else? That's because the podcast glitched out. So this is just me finishing that thought. Be thinking about a goal that you have this year. Go achieve that goal. Find things that you're looking forward to in 2023. Thank you again for enjoying the podcast. Thank you for listening. Follow if you haven't. Share it with your friends. Go and check it out. I'm super excited to make more. Thank you for your support. I will see you guys next week.